From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Another sign that economic recovery is gaining momentum, the country is posting its biggest job gain in 3 years. 162,000 more jobs created last month. President Obama, speaking in Charlotte, North Carolina today, says he's optimistic.
Today is an encouraging day. We learned that the economy actually produced a substantial number of jobs instead of losing a substantial number of jobs.
The Labor Department says that the unemployment rate held steady at 9.7%. NPR's Yuki Noguchi says many of the jobs added were in government and temporary help.
The Census Bureau was one of the biggest new employers, hiring 48,000 temporary workers to help it complete its 2010 survey. Analysts had expected the agency to hire in greater numbers. Temporary work also increased by 40,000 jobs. Healthcare and manufacturing also posted some gains. In all, the boost in jobs is the largest since the recession began. But the gains don't offset the hole left by the last 2 years of losses. There are still millions of discouraged workers not looking for jobs. The number of people working part-time because they cannot find full-time work also increased in March. And finally, the number of people unemployed for more than 6 months increased to 6.5 million. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
Damage assessment is underway in Rhode Island, which experienced some of the worst flooding in state history. Many neighborhoods and homes remain underwater. As Anthony Brooks of member station WRNI tells us, one of President Obama's top advisors is there.
Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano is in Rhode Island today to see firsthand the widespread damage caused by the floods. After record rainfalls earlier this week and the worst flooding in 200 years, homes, shopping malls, small businesses, mills, roads, and bridges are badly damaged. Napolitano's visit comes as state officials are calling for emergency federal aid. Here's Rhode Island Congressman Patrick Kennedy.
We want a commitment that there is going to be the kind of long-term financial support to our state here in our country that this country now commits to other countries when they get into trouble.
Rhode Island Governor Don Carcheri says it's too soon to assess the damage to infrastructure, homes, and businesses, but he says the total cost will run in the hundreds of millions of dollars. For NPR News, I'm Anthony Brooks.
NATO forces are reporting more losses in Afghanistan today. The German government says three of its soldiers were killed in a Taliban ambush. Officials say that at the time, the troops were on a mine-clearing and bridge-building mission southwest of Kunduz. Five other German forces were wounded. Germany has more than 4,000 troops in Afghanistan. You're listening to NPR News.
In manus tuas, Domine.
Good Friday Mass at the Vatican. Pope Benedict's personal preacher gave a sermon that referred to the ongoing sex abuse scandal involving the Roman Catholic Church. He likened accusations against Benedict as a collective violence. Thousands of pilgrims are celebrating Good Friday in Jerusalem amid a heavy police presence. Linda Gradstein reports from the Old City of Jerusalem.
Thousands of pilgrims from all over the world, many of them carrying crosses, walk the Via Dolorosa toward the Church of the Holy Sepulchre today. They are reenacting the crucifixion of Jesus, which Christians believe occurred on Good Friday, his burial in the church, and his resurrection on Sunday, Easter. This year, both Eastern and Western Christians are celebrating Good Friday together as their calendar coincides. The pilgrims squeezed past Muslims headed for the Al-Aqsa Mosque for Friday prayers, and thousands of Jewish pilgrims headed for the Western Wall, celebrating the week-long Passover holiday. An Israeli police spokesman said 2,500 police will be deployed in the Old City all weekend to make sure all religious ceremonies proceed without disturbances. For NPR News, I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
Good Friday celebrations amid more reports of violence in the region. Israel is confirming another round of missile attacks against Palestinian militants. Warplanes pounded the Gaza Strip overnight after the Jewish state came under a cross-border rocket attack. Authorities say no casualties have been reported. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.